Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You know, our practice is called Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. And it's called that for a particular reason. You see, wellness is a quality or state of being healthy in body and mind, especially as the result of deliberate effort. That means that you are doing something to make your body and mind healthier than what it is. Aesthetics, on the other hand, is optimizing your outward beauty, appearance, attractiveness to others. So aesthetics is how other people think you look, and wellness is the way you actually feel and function. So with that in mind, wellness and aesthetics looks at both sides. It's always best to take care of your body from a wellness standpoint, because if you do that, then the aesthetic part will show naturally. Of course, we do understand that some people would rather do the aesthetics first, but in general, wellness is the best way to go, because that's how you actually stay young and healthy and live a happy life. You know, but when you think about wellness, there are lots of things you have to consider in wellness. Number one, you need to consider nutrition. And when we say nutrition, we talk about minerals and vitamins and enzymes and the food we put in our mouth and whether or not it's organic or inorganic. We have to consider the weight, whether or not our body is optimally weight, or if we're overweight, how can we reduce the fat? Because fat in itself can become a very big endocrine organ and create a lot of hormones, which may not be the best hormones for yourself. Enzymes in your body, you know, and when you talk about enzymes is when you're young, your body has tons of enzymes. As you get older, the enzymes decreases. Now, enzymes are critical to digest things and to make things in your body. Nothing in your body gets made without enzymes. As a matter of fact, enzymes speed up the rate of reaction in your body to tremendous speed, so things can happen at lightning speed. For instance, in a cell, there's over 100,000 chemical reactions per minute. Over 100,000 chemical reactions. And each of those reactions means that molecules are moving back and forth with the speed of light. And all those 100,000 chemical reactions have to occur in a certain order. That means reaction A has to occur before reaction B, which occurs before reaction C. And when you think about 100,000 chemical reactions occurring all within the blink of an eye, faster than the speed of light, that's tremendous stuff happening. And without enzymes, you couldn't possibly do that. Hormones, your body's messengers. Those are the things that initiate in one area and they go somewhere else in your body to enact their points. Hormones such as testosterone, estrogen, growth hormone, thyroid, those are all hormones that have very profound effect on your body. And there's some hormones that if you are low in them, you can die. Like insulin, if your body has no insulin or is low in insulin, you can go into a coma. And so enzymes are very, very important to how your body functions. And then detoxification. You can never be healthy without being detoxed. You know, people don't understand, and people always ask, do I need to detox? Or if I tell them they need to detox, they ask me for how long do I need to detox? Well, guess what? When you shower, you're detoxing your skin. When you breathe, you're detoxing your lungs. When you brush your teeth, you're detoxing your mouth. When you do number one or number two, you're detoxing your bladder or you're detoxing your colon. We never ask that question, how long do we have to do number one or two or brush our teeth? Because guess what? It's a lifetime thing. Detoxification is removing from your body anything that can be toxic to your body. That means anything that can cause you harm or kill you, you have to remove from your body. For instance, if you don't breathe out the carbon dioxide from your lungs, you're going to die of carbon dioxide poison. That's what happens. If you don't have a bowel movement, you're going to die of being constipated, and eventually you'll have bowel obstruction and sepsis. So detoxification is important. So as big part of wellness would be nutrition, weight management, enzymes, optimization, hormone optimization, and detoxification. Those are all part of my 5-step program, and they are things which have to be done in order so that you can be well in both mind and body. Now, one other thing we always forget about in wellness, we forget about neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are things like serotonin and epinephrine and norepinephrine and dopa. Those are the hormones of your brain. Those are the hormones that control your emotions, control how you react to things. Those are very, very important hormones that we always seem to neglect. So that's the first part of wellness. The second part of wellness is mental health. Yes, are you well of sound mental mind? I mean, is your brain functioning properly? Are you in a brain fog? Are you depressed? Are you anxious? That's a big part of wellness. You can never be well if you are depressed or sad. It doesn't work. So mental health is something we always forget, but that's a big part of wellness. Now, sexual health. Well, sexual health is very, very important. You know, I always say in my practice that, you know, sick people do not care about sex, but as soon as that sick person becomes healthy, the first thing on their mind is sex. That's correct. So for those of you out there who sex is a bad name, sexual health is a bad name, I'm sorry. That's part of healthy people's life. You know, everything we do in life, if we're healthy, is about sex. It's about relationships. It's about your spouse. It's about your significant other. It's about the pursuit of sex. So therefore, sexual health is very important. How you look makes a big difference for your sexual health. So what do people do? When you're sick, you don't care. The moment you start getting healthy, then you got to put on your makeup. Then you got to fix your hair. Then you got to get your laser. Then you got to lose weight so your body looks appealing. So then you get into aesthetics part so that you have an outward beauty, so that you have a great appearance, so you can be attractive, so that other people will find you attractive and come towards you. And now the sexual health part goes in. But once that's done, then the next part of first you attract someone, and now you have to find a way to perform. That comes in whether or not you have erectile dysfunction for men or women's sexual dysfunction for women. And both of those can tremendously affect your relationships, your life, by how you perform sexually. So sexual health is very, very important for wellness. As a matter of fact, you know, we have things like O-shot for women, proper shot for men. We have things like laser treatments for vaginal rejuvenation. There are lots of things that we do for sexual health. That's very important. Next, we have age management. Well, what is age management? Age management is just the process where you do things to keep you staying young and healthy. So in other words, you exercise to keep your muscles tuned and trimmed. You exercise to lose fat. You exercise so you can look better. That's exercise a great part in age management. But also optimizing hormones is very important for age management. Sexual health is very important for management. Taking certain supplements like TA65 or things like Neo40 or arginine or high-dose nitric oxide, those all help with age management. Very, very important for looking young and feeling young and aging slowly or actually aging younger. Of not to mention stem cells, not to mention we mentioned PRP, growth hormone. Those are all things that are very, very important for age management. Now, age management and prevention of unhealthy aging are two different things. Well, prevention of unhealthy aging means prevention of diabetes, prevention of heart disease, prevention of stroke, prevention of hypertension, prevention of chronic disease. Those kinds of things can also cause your wellness to go downhill. Unfortunately, in America, in allopathic medicine, which I'm a member of, an MD, in allopathic medicine, we do not look at the underlying cause of problems. What we do is we look at things and we find a way to treat the symptoms. So if you have high blood pressure, we put you on a medicine to lower your blood pressure, but not find a cause or treat the underlying cause. If you have diabetes, we put you on diabetic medicine. Again, we do not try to find a cause. If you have depression, we put you on medication, again, which is what allopathic medicine does. But, you know, there is an alternative medicine. We actually try to find the cause of the problem, go in and fix the problem so you don't have the problem going forward. So you don't need to take that blood pressure medicine or that diabetic medicine or that antidepressant or that medicine for X, Y, and Z. You don't need to do that because in medicine, if you do it right, you can actually take care of the underlying problem. Last but not least, we have energy medicine. And before I go into energy medicine, I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. Our show, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. To reach me, you can call 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. And today we are talking about the meaning of wellness and aesthetics. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available on my website. It's also available at Barnes & Noble's. It's available at Amazon and all the other book outlets. The website for the book is www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And so today we're talking about wellness and aesthetics. What does it mean? We talked about wellness being the quality or state of being healthy in body and mind, especially as a result of deliberate effort, and aesthetic as optimizing your outward beauty, appearance, attractiveness to others. So how people perceive you is very important in aesthetic medicine. So we were going through some of the things that is important in wellness, and then we're going to get to aesthetics. We already talked about nutrition, weight, your enzyme optimization, hormones. We talked about detoxification, mental health, sexual health, age management, as in making yourself younger and healthier, and prevention of unhealthy aging. And now we're going to talk about energy medicine. You know, energy medicine is the medicine of the future because everything in life is about energy. And everything in health is about energy. The cells in your body has a energy frequency. And as we mentioned previously, in a single cell, there's over 100,000 chemical reactions occurring per minute. And each of these chemical reactions requires energy to move molecules around. So, and it happens all at the speed of light in a particular order. That takes energy. So your cells has a frequency, an energy frequency, just like your cell phone has an energy frequency, just like a battery has an energy frequency, just like the earth has an energy field. Everything in life is an energy field, and your cells have energy fields. That's why some people have been known to get cancer, brain cancer, from holding their cell phones up to their ear for long periods of time. Women who have been known to put their cell phones in their bra have gotten breast cancer from it. And it's because the cell phone has a particular frequency, which is different to the frequency of your cells, and after a while, the cell phone disrupts the energy of your cells, and your cells mutate, become cancerous, and eventually you develop a cancer there. But it's not just your cell phone, it's your microwave, it's your television, it's all the electronics around you have energy fields that may interfere with your body's own energy fields. So in energy health or energy medicine, we look at the energy in a cell, which is very, very important. For instance, a single cell in your fingertip knows everything that's happening in your body. It knows that you have a heart attack. It knows that you have a toe infection. It knows that you have a urine infection. It knows that you have a cold. Because all your cells in your body share information at lightning speed, at the speed of light. So all the cells in your body knows everything that's happening. As a matter of fact, that single cell in your fingertip knows everything about your ancestors, knows everything that has ever happened to your ancestors. Because everything that has happened to you or your ancestors is stored in your memory banks, in your hard drive. Just like when you walk into a room, the minute you walk into your room, your eyes take a picture, a snapshot of the room, and everything in the room is stored. Everything that's said, everything that moves, everything that's done in that room is stored in your memory banks. The question is, do you have enough energy in your neurons to pull the information up? We normally only use about 8 to 9% of our brain function. Now, if we were to give our brain cells the energy it needs, your brain cell will be able to tell you all about your ancestors, everything they've experienced, every experience they've had with a dinosaur, whatever it is, as long as it's passed on, you'll be able to tell you that. And so in energy medicine, it just says that your cell in your body, if it had enough energy, that cell could fix itself and be perfect. That's all it means. It means that that cell cannot get diabetes, or if it did, it will fix the problem because the energy will allow it to do that. You know, when you see someone do surgery with lasers, what is a laser? It's an energy that's being projected on a cell to give the cell the energy. The laser energy is transferred to the cell, and now the cell has the energy to do its job. You know, when you see someone with a little device on a knee and it says this will help with your arthritis and you see a light going on, all it is doing is imparting that energy onto the cells in your knee to allow you to have the energy for the knee cells to fix themselves. So in the future, energy medicine will rule the world because you'll be able to fix things with energy. So energy medicine is so important for your health and wellness. All right. So that's what wellness is about. And in the next few months, I'm going to take each segment of wellness and we're going to spend each week on a different segment and we're going to go through each one by one. All right? Now, let's go on to aesthetics. Before we do that, once again, let me remind you, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available on Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, and all the other book outlets. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. 495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So we've talked about wellness and aesthetic. We've gone over wellness, that wellness is a quality, a state of being healthy in body and mind, and especially as the result of deliberate effort. And aesthetic is optimizing your outward beauty appearance, attractiveness to others, so others can like the way you look and feel comfortable in your presence. So in aesthetics, the first thing we look at is weight management. Are we overweight? Do we want to try to get less weight by losing weight? But you know, you can never lose weight without detoxing. You see, because 80% of the toxins in your body is stored in your fat cells. And so your fat cells grow in size the more toxins you are. And so when you get toxic, you gain inches. When we do a detoxification, we force the fat cells to give off their toxins, and therefore the fat cells shrink. And when they shrink, you lose inches. And when the fat cells shrink, they also give up water, so you lose inches and you lose weight. So that's what weight loss is about. It's about reducing the toxins in your body, reducing your fat cells, so your fat cells get smaller and work better. We have something called a strawberry laser, which actually is a 20-minute procedure. We put it on your arms or your abdomen or your back or your thighs or your hips or your legs or your calves, wherever you want. And you just lie there. It feels like a hot, nice, warm blanket. And the energy from the laser melts your fat. So your fat cells get heated and they rupture. And out the fat cells spills all the lipids and water and toxins. And that goes into the surrounding lymphatics, which then drains all those toxins and the fat contents into your lymphatic areas and then out into your liver and your kidneys and get it out of your body. This procedure is painless. Like I said, lasts 20 minutes. And each time you do it, you can lose 3 to 4 inches, depending on the area that you're looking at. As a matter of fact, if you go through our program, you could actually lose about 20 pounds of fat in a 1 month period. And that encompasses about 8 treatments during that time frame. And then we add some things to it, like we do like a little body vibration treatment. We might add some lipid injections to it, some glutathione. Glutathione is your liver's the liver uses to detox your body, and it's the body's number one detoxicant. So glutathione, or we do some CoQ10, and we give you a whole bunch of things which help your body detox better and get rid of the toxins out of your system. Because if you disrupt fat cells and the toxins get into your body, we have to get rid of it. Otherwise, the fat cells will then reabsorb the toxins and get activated, and your fat cell will grow even bigger. So with the laser gets rid of the fat cell, ruptures the fat cells, and when it ruptures the fat cells, the fluid comes out of the fat cells, you shrink in size, your fat volume decreases, and you get a better shape, and you lose weight, and you feel fantastic. So that's our strawberry laser for fat resorption and weight loss. Of course, we do have other ways to lose weight, like the HCG diet. We also have a detox with Isogenics that we use. So we have several ways to help you lose weight and to reduce your fat volume in your body. And a big part of aesthetics is whether you have muscles, your strength of your bones. You know, once you get rid of the fat, there should be muscles under the fat. But guess what? Some of us want to get more muscle because life is about muscle and bone. You want those healthy because you never want to lose muscle and you never want to lose bone, because your muscle and your bone is what keeps you walking, what gives you strength, what allows you to function properly. And so maintaining your muscle and your bone structure is very important to your aesthetic look, your appearance. You know, as you get older, some people start slumping over. Wouldn't it be nice if you can keep your bones and your muscles strong so you don't slump over, so you can stand up erect and flex your muscles, you know? Or when you fall down, you won't break a bone, because when you optimize your muscles and your bones, then when you fall, you have more cushion and you won't break a bone. You know, young people, when they fall, they jump up, Old people, when they fall, they break a bone. And that's because young people have a lot more muscle and their bones are much stronger than the older people. So maintaining your muscle and your bone is very, very important for aesthetic look. Now, in addition to that, first we talked about fat, muscle, bone. Now we're going to talk about skin and hair management. You know, as you start getting older, your skin starts wrinkling. And when it starts wrinkling, you look old. Now, working on aesthetic means that you want your skin to be healthier and look better, as well as your hair. When your hair starts getting gray, we all think you're getting older. If you can keep your hair from falling out, if you can keep yourself from getting bald, or keep your hair in a nicer, healthier look, you feel young and better. So aesthetically, we need to look at all those things. So in the next few weeks, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be starting at the top and going through each one of these as we proceed through the weeks of wellness and aesthetics. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You'll listen to Grow Young, The Truth Shall Set You Free on 550 KTSA Radio. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, and at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. That's at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you all very much.